This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Monday.
Okay, well, for Monday, we're glad that you're listening to us because we have a good topic today, and it's simply put like this. This too shall pass. Mm-hmm. We want everyone listening to know that no problem lasts forever, not even pain. Difficult things can bring out qualities in us that otherwise might not have surfaced, like courage, faith, and our need for each other. So we want you to know that you're going to be surprised that when you share your losses and triumphs with other people, you're going to find courage and encouragement when you do that. Mm-hmm. So many times we don't want to do that. We just want to try to settle things ourselves. So anyway, we back this up from 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9.
Yeah, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Wow. Yeah. Man, I tell you, I love that verse. You know, those verses, I really do.
Yeah, because you get into those situations where you think, will this ever be over? Mm-hmm. How am I going to get through this? I cannot think about this one more day.
That's right.
But you have to realize nothing lasts forever. And like we mentioned in the intro, not even pain, not even a problem. Mm-hmm. We want to solve them. We can't do it on our own.
That's right.
And when we'll share it with other people, not only will we find courage for ourselves, but we're going to encourage them.
Yeah.
As well. And that's how it works. It's a two-way street. We're not in this thing called life by ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we get into thinking that we're islands, you know, you will feel like this is never going to be over. I cannot do this anymore. You're right, you can't. Yeah. But you can with God's help and with the help with people that you love and trust.
That's right.
And those that love you. So stop trying to do it. Stop trying to solve all these problems by yourself. It doesn't work. Mm. It doesn't work. Share with other people. And what if you say, well, I don't have anybody in my life that, you know, I feel like I can trust. Okay. Then you just admitted it. What do? You pray for God to send you divine connections.
Right.
That's another thing you're trying to do by yourself. Don't sit there, realize you're in need, you lack, and He will send you people and watch for them. Be awake. That's where people need to wake up in the world. Wake up and see what God does when you pray. And He will do that. Okay?
Yeah.
No, you've done that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a great topic. You know, this too shall pass. And, you know, I remember one time when I was in the hospital, man, I had just the worst pain ever. I mean, I was in such horrible pain. And Teresa was there with me, and it was like I was being totally attacked.
Well, you were.
You know, I was. I
went from God.
Yeah, I was totally being attacked from the evil one. And Teresa left for a little while, and I remember I was in the bed, and I just basically just threw my arms up and said, you know what, Lord, I can't do it anymore. You know, you're going to have to take care of this because it's driving me crazy. I'm in such pain. It's unbearable. So I give it to you. Please, God, take this away. Well, the nurses had come in. I was in such pain. They gave me some kind of medication, and I finally fell asleep. Woke up the next day, and when Teresa came in the next day, I was coming out of the restroom fully clothed and taking a shower and felt really, really good. You know, they gave me encouragement. That encouraged me. That, you know, God heard me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and He hears all of us. And you may think, you know what, well, golly, you know what, I've been asking Him, you know, and He hadn't answered my prayer. Well, you know what, maybe He has, but maybe not the way you want it. Mm-hmm. God answers all your prayers. But God knows best.
He does. Okay,
it's like the old saying, Father knows best.
Right.
God knows best. And sometimes, you know, you may not think so. Because it doesn't match up to your fleshly or your earthly desires.
And so much of it is pride.
Yeah.
And we need to turn to other people and say, I need help. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, can you just listen to me? God resists the proud. He says it in His Word, but He gives grace to the humble. And when you ask, you're showing humility. And He's all about that. And mm-hmm. that's what He wants us to do. Because when you're in the throes of it, and pain's a great motivator. You know, it's like, I don't think I can stop thinking about this unless I drive my car into the wall. And that way I'll have something else to think about.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. First of all, you can start thinking about something else, and something else would be that you have hope.
Yeah.
In Jesus, okay? He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. This too shall pass.
Right.
And it's not usually because it's something we've done on our own. It's because we've sought Him through prayer and meditation, and He's intervened.
That's right.
He's intervened on our behalf. And it is hard to know, how in the world is He going to do this? We don't know. We have some things going on in our life right now. We don't know what He's going to do.
Right.
And our faith is tested during these times. And we can do one of two things. We can keep going on our own way and trying to solve these problems ourselves, or we can wait on Him. And that's mm-hmm. the hard part. Now, he's showing us what to do along the way, and we're doing it. But we stay in faith. And do our part, knowing God is going to honor that. He's going to honor our effort. And however He chooses to work it out, we're going to look at it and go, makes sense now, but boy, it didn't when I was in pain.
That's for sure. You know, in sharing your losses and your triumphs with others, I mean, it's like sharing your testimony to others, you know. And that does give you courage, you know, and encouragement, you know, to let other people know that there is hope. All of us need to know that. All of us. Because there's times in all of our lives where we think we're at the end. But maybe a friend will come to you and say, you know what, man? I've been through it. And I know you're going to get through it. But I'm going to be here with you. You know, because this too shall pass.
And you know, ask God if you're praying, if your motive is wrong when you're praying,
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling like I'm praying and praying and praying and I'm asking, the Word says, you know, we don't receive because we ask with the wrong motive. That's another thing to ask and say, God, what is my heart wrong in this? Am I praying the wrong thing? And He'll reveal it to you, and you can get that straightened out between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a slippery slope. Because this is sets us up for the enemy to just come in and try to tell us, why do you believe that?
Yeah.
Look at what you're going through right now. Where is He? And you got to be on guard for that, because He loves to mess with us when we're down and when we're in pain.
Well, you know, I just say because Satan wants to come in and disturb us. Like that we can just tell Him, you know what, this too shall pass. Because with Jesus, He has no victory over us. And so, you know what, honey, a lot of people just think their problems aren't going to last forever.
I know.
You know?
I do, I know.
And they are in extreme pain, and they think that pain's never going to be lifted. But the only way you can really do this is by giving your life to Christ.
Mm. He's your only hope.
He is.
And when you have hope in Him, you have joy. Yeah. Hope brings joy.
I've said this before. We're not a couple of self-righteous people talking to you. Everything that we say comes from the Word. Okay? We are realists. We live in this world just like you do. We know, man, it's not easy. But hey, you know what? Get to know Christ, and He'll just whisper in your ear, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you have and you walked away, maybe you're in church, you just realize, man, I've never given my heart to Him. Well, today's the day. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know you died on the cross. You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I want you to tell me that this too shall pass. That the worries will be gone and given to you. Because with your strength and your courage, I can go forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
All right.
We're kind of in a daze.
Yeah.
It was pretty deep.
It was very deep. And but, you know, we want to know if you gave your life to Jesus. And email us at info@livingitup.org. And, man, we'd just love to hear from you. We'd love the opportunity to pray for you and our team.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love the chance to pray for you as well.
Mm-hmm. This too shall pass. No problem and no pain lasts forever. Okay, difficulties can bring out qualities in you that you otherwise might not have had the opportunity to surface, like courage and faith, and by the way, that you need other people.
That's right.
So, you're going to be surprised by sharing your losses and triumphs with other people, how you're going to find courage and encouragement for them.
That's right.
This too shall pass, so keep living it up.
While beginning again.